So let's get started. Genesis Coloring Bible, Book 1, every verse starting with Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was on the surface of the deep. And God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light and saw that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, there was morning, the first day. God said, "Let there be an expanse in the middle of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the expanse, and he divided the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the earth yield grass, herbs yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit after their kind, with their seeds in it, on the earth." And it was so. The earth yielded grass, herb yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with their seeds in it after their kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs to mark seasons, days, and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light to the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day.
Oh, I like this part. "Let us make man in our image."
Genesis 1, verse 20, all the way to chapter 2, verse 3. And God said, "Let the waters abound with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the sky." God created the large sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed, after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." There was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. God said, "Let the earth produce living creatures after their kind. Livestock, creeping things, and animals of the earth after their kind." And it was so. God made the animals of the earth after their kind, and the livestock after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Well, that's Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Why aren't they wearing clothes?
We'll get to that. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God said, behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed which is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which bears fruit-yielding seed. It will be your food. To every animal of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. The heavens, the earth, and all their vast array were finished. On the seventh day, God finished his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because he rested in it from all of his work of creation which he had done.
Naked and unashamed. Oh, I see.
Genesis chapter 2 from verse 4 to verse 25. This is the history of the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens.
Where's the green?
No plant of the field was yet on the earth.
Oh.
And no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth.
Oh.
There was not a man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground.
Really? Huh. What do you know?
The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
From dust?
And man became a living soul.
Yeah.
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Oh, Eden. The Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, including the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Uh-oh. Is that a bad tree?
You'll see.
Oh.
A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became the source of four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It flows through the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are also there.
Bdellium?
I think that's how it's pronounced.
That sounds right.
The name of the second river is Gihon. It's the same river that flows through the whole land of Cush.
Where is Cush?
I'm not really sure. The name of the third river is Hiddekel.
Or Hiddekel. Hiddekel.
This is the one which flows in front of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates, and we know where that one is. The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Uh-oh.
For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
Oh, well, that's bad.
Yeah, it sure is. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, comparable to him.
Oh, is that the woman?
Hold on. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them.
No kidding. So the man gave names to all the animals.
In the beginning. Whatever the man called, every living creature became its name.
Oh, that is so funny.
The man gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the sky and to every animal of the field.
Oh, well, you look like a duck. and you look like a pig and a sheep and a horse.
Yeah. But for man, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
You think?
Yeah. The Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. As the man slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
A rib?
The Lord God made a woman from the rib.
You're kidding me.
Which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man.
He made Eve from the man's rib.
Yeah. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will be joined to his wife, and they will be one flesh."
Oh, I get it. The woman was made from the man, and when they get married, they become one again.
That's the idea.
Okay.
The man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed.
That is kind of wild.
Now the serpent.
This is the scary part, right?
Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 13 is where we meet the serpent of the Garden of Eden. And the Bible later tells us that Satan was in that serpent, so he's in the picture.
Gotcha. I'm ready.
Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
He said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'"
Oh, wait, God didn't say that.
I know. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, but not the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, 'You shall not eat of it. You shall not touch it, lest you die.'"
You tell him, Eve.
The serpent said to the woman, "You won't really die. For God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
Ooh, he's tricky.
When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. Then she gave some to her husband with her, and he ate it too.
Oh no.
Their eyes were opened, and they both knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. They heard the Lord God's voice walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Come on!
And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" The man said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it." The Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
Knowing good and evil.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 24. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all livestock and above every animal of the field."
Get him, God.
"And you shall go on your belly, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life." God says to Satan and the serpent, "I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." To the woman, God said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. You will bear children in pain. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam, he said, "Because you have listened to your wife's voice and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' the ground is cursed for your sake. You will eat from it with much labor all the days of your life. It will yield thorns and thistles to you, and you will eat the herb of the field. You will eat bread by the sweat of your face until you return to the ground, for you were taken out of it. For you are dust, and you shall return to the dust.
Wow.
The man called his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of animal skins for Adam and for his wife, and clothed them.
Look at that. The angel's got a sewing machine.
Yeah. The Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand, and also take of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever."
And live forever, with a big dash.
Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
Oh, that's so sad.
So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
That's amazing. Cain and Abel. Oh, I know this story.
Genesis 4, verses 1 to 18. The man knew Eve, his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Cain and said, "I have gotten a man with the Lord's help."
Little baby Cain.
Again, she gave birth to Cain's brother, Abel.
That's baby Abel.
Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Which one is Cain and which one is Abel?
I'm not sure. They kind of look alike. As time passed, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the ground.
Oh, Cain's got the basket of fruit.
Yeah. Abel also brought some of the firstborn of his flock and of its fat.
Are those hamburgers?
Yeah, I think so. The Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he didn't respect Cain and his offering.
Oh, look at Cain. He looks so sad. He
was more than sad. Cain was very angry, and the expression on his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why has the expression of your face fallen? If you do well, won't it be lifted up? If you don't do well, sin crouches at the door."
Uh-oh, there's Satan.
"Its desire is for you, but you are to rule over it." Cain said to Abel, his brother, "Let's go into the field."
Oh, don't do it, Abel. Don't go with him.
While they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him.
Well, that's horrible.
The Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. Now you are cursed because of the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. From now on, when you till the ground, it won't yield its strength to you. You'll be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out today from the surface of the ground. I will be hidden from your face, and I will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. Whoever finds me will kill me." The Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever slays Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold." The Lord appointed a sign for Cain, so that anyone finding him would not strike him. Cain left the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
Oh, he's leaving.
Cain knew his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Enoch. He built a city and named the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Irad was born to Enoch. Irad became the father of Mehijael.
Mehijael?
I'm doing the best I can. Mehijael became the father of Methushael. Methushael became the father of Lamech.
Lamech. I can say that one. The Adams Family. Is that a TV show?
It's Genesis chapter 4, verses 19 through chapter 5, verse 32. Lamech took two wives, The name of the first one was Ada, and the name of the second one was Zillah.
Ada and Zillah.
Ada gave birth to Jabal, who was the father of all those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
Oh, he was a rancher.
His brother's name was Jubal, who was the father of all who handle the harp and pipe.
A musician. Cool.
Zillah also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naama. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, listen to my speech. For I have slain a man for wounding me, a young man for bruising me. If Cain will be avenged 7 times, truly Lamech 77 times.
What was that all about?
I'm not sure. Adam knew his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, For God has given me another child instead of Abel. For Cain killed him.
Oh, another baby.
A son was also born to Seth, and he named him Enosh. At that time, men began to call on the Lord's name. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in God's likeness. He created them male and female, and he blessed them. On the day they were created, he named them Adam. Adam lived 130 years and became the father of a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years.
What?
And he became the father of other sons and daughters.
800 years! That's a long time.
All the days that Adam lived were 930 years. Then he died.
That's one old man!
Well, Seth lived 105 years, then became the father of Enosh. And Seth lived, after he became the father of Enosh, 817 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Seth were 912 years. Then he died.
912.
And then Enosh lived 90 years and became the father of Canaan. Enosh lived after he became the father of Canaan 815 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Enosh were 905 years. Then he died. And Canaan lived 70, then became the father of Mahalalel. Canaan lived after he became the father of Mahalalel 840 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years. Then he died.
These guys get so old.
Mahalalel lived 65 years. Then he became the father of Jared. Mahalalel lived after he became the father of Jared 830 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Mahalalel were 895 years. Then he died.
Oh, he didn't live to be 900. Too bad.
Jared lived 162 years. Then became the father of Enoch. Jared lived after he became the father of Enoch 800 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Jared were 962 years. Then he died.
Oh, wow, that guy was old.
But still not the oldest guy. Watch this. Enoch lived 65 years. Then he became the father of Methuselah.
Oh, baby Methuselah.
After Methuselah's birth, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and became the father of more sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years.
365? Why so short?
Enoch walked with God, and he was not found, for God took him.
He took him? Where did he take him?
We don't know.
Ooh.
Methuselah lived 187 years, then he became the father of Lamech. Methuselah lived after he became the father of Lamech 782 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years. Then he died.
Wow! That's the oldest guy.
That's the oldest age we have in the Old Testament.
Wow.
Lamech lived 182 years, then became the father of a son. He named him Noah.
Oh, Noah! I know that guy.
Saying, This one will comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands, caused by the ground which the Lord has cursed.
Oh, that's nice.
Lamech lived after he became the father of Noah 595 years and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years. Then he died.
777!
Noah was 500 years old. Then Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Is that like Larry, Moe, and Curly? Well, with Noah, what happens next?
The whole story is in the Genesis Coloring Bible, Book 2, or you can read all of it at MrMacBible.com.
Okay, that's what I'll do.